Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Matthew 9:35-38 and 10:8-23, where Jesus sees people who are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, and sends his disciples out to share healing, hope, and good news. The sermon title is Sent Out Empty-Handed, Yet Full of Hope. The image that stayed with me is the contrast between empty hands and a full heart. Jesus sends the disciples out with almost nothing. No money, no spare bag, no extra tunic, no elaborate resources, no institutional backing. By most modern measures, this is a terrible mission strategy. We'd probably want a budget, a communications plan, a risk assessment, and at least a decent morning tea roster. But Jesus seems to be saying something deeply challenging. The mission of God doesn't begin with possession. It begins with compassion. It begins with seeing. It begins when we notice people who are tired, pressured, overlooked, anxious, or worn down, and allow their need to touch us. The disciples aren't sent out as experts arriving with all the answers. They're sent out in vulnerability. They must depend on hospitality. They must find people of goodwill. They must build relationships. They must discover where God is already at work. One thing preachers may want to notice is that Jesus doesn't look at the crowds and see hopelessness. He sees need, yes. He sees suffering. He sees people without adequate care or leadership. But he also says the harvest is plentiful. It's a remarkably hopeful thing to say. The harvest is plentiful. There is possibility here. There's readiness here. There's lush waiting to be gathered, nurtured, and shared. The problem isn't that the world is empty of hope. The problem's that there are too few laborers willing to share in the work of healing and restoration. That matters for preaching today. It's easy to look at our communities and see only decline, fatigue, shrinking churches, overworked leaders, economic pressure, housing stress, loneliness, climate anxiety, and social division. Those things are real. We shouldn't minimize them. But Jesus asks us to look again, not with naive optimism, but with gospel imagination. What if the harvest is still plentiful? What if there's more openness, more longing, more courage, and more spiritual hunger around us than we realize? What if people aren't beyond hope, but waiting to be met with compassion, integrity, and peace? For worship leaders, this opens up a rich and practical direction for the whole service. The liturgy can invite people to move from anxiety to trust, from clenched hands to open hands, from we don't have enough to what we have can still be offered. The children's talk could use empty hands, an open backpack, a basket of harvest produce, or a web of wool to show how God's work is shared through relationship and mutual support. The hymns can also strengthen the theme of being sent lightly and faithfully. Songs about service, justice, travelling, companionship, and courage will sit beautifully with this reading. The congregation doesn't need to leave feeling burdened by yet another task. They need to leave knowing that ordinary people can carry extraordinary grace. There's also a pastoral note here. Jesus tells the disciples that not every place will receive them. They aren't told to argue endlessly, manipulate people, or force welcome where there is none. They're told to offer peace, discern where peace is received, and move on when necessary. That's wise ministry. Not every door is ours to open. Not every field is ours to harvest. Faithfulness includes focus. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation see the world with the compassion of Christ. May they notice those who feel harassed and helpless. May they trust that God's harvest is still plentiful, and may they discover that even when they feel empty-handed, they aren't empty-hearted, and they're not sent alone. The full worship at hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.